Before the pandemic, 31-year-old Adrienne Wilbur lived a transient lifestyle. She worked as a mate and crew member, traveling the world aboard a nonprofit sailing ship, and returned to her hometown of Sitka a few months out of the year. That's where she was in March 2020 when she found out her entire work season was canceled.
I knew that if I didn't have anything to occupy my time, the like already pretty intense mental strains of the pandemic would just be way worse for me. So I needed something.
So this is it, I would imagine.
Ta-da! Half-finished house.
Wilbur's pandemic project is a small cottage in the corner of her parents' property. It's the first house she's ever built. The walls and the roof are up, but the inside still needs work.
And is that the bathroom?
Yeah, this is the bathroom. Okay. So it's a studio layout with just the bathroom wall off.
Before Wilbur started this project, she'd never heard of an accessory dwelling unit. She learned from the city planning department that ADU is a catch-all term for a small but complete living space added to an existing house or built nearby on the same lot. Now, she's an ADU advocate. She says she'd never be able to buy a home in Sitka on her nonprofit salary. And she thinks if more homeowners add them, it could help some of her friends who've struggled to find affordable long-term housing solutions in a place where buildable land is limited.
Like, just think of like every house on this block could fit another like individual or like two people living there in their own house. Yeah, maybe you still have a landlord, you still are in a relationship with the people whose like land you are living on, but it does provide more options, and like people need more options.
ADUs can also help homeowners. Aaron Routon and his wife tacked a second story apartment onto their house when they were building a downstairs addition. Routon says the income from renting it to a friend helps him and his wife afford things like after school activities for their three kids.
It's really big for us. As far as the income it generates, it really allows us the freedom and flexibility to go travel south and see family there. It also takes some of the pressure off of a tighter budget.
It's not just Sitkans who are turning to ADUs to help address housing affordability. Anchorage revised their regulations in 2018 to make them easier to build. And Juneau has a $6,000 grant program for homeowners who want to add one to their property. Jeanette Lee works on housing issues in Alaska for the Sightline Institute, the public policy think tank. She says many cities are turning to ADUs as a way to increase population density while still preserving the character of a neighborhood.
If you create a better environment, regulatory environment for ADUs, what happens is homeowners can benefit because ADUs increase property values. But if they're turned into rentals, then you create better conditions in the rental market by providing more choice, more competition.
Lee says cities could do more to encourage ADUs by reducing parking requirements, allowing them in more zones, and streamlining the permitting process. Sitka's current ADU policy allows them outright in many parts of the city, as long as they meet a set of 14 conditions, which include things like parking and design requirements. But there are still some zones where they're not allowed at all, and others where homeowners are required to get planning commission approval no matter what. Sitka resident and District 35 representative Jonathan Christ-Tompkins has long been a proponent of ADUs to address affordable housing. He thinks Sitka could look to other cities to update its policy.
Basically, my view is like if Sitka wants to be serious about affordable housing and more housing, it needs to be like it can't just nibble around the edges at public policy. It needs to like commit itself to a solution. So, I mean, like having a much more aggressive ADU policy than currently exists.
At a recent Planning Commission meeting, however, commissioners said they wanted to make the process more restrictive by requiring anyone who wants to build an ADU to get Planning Commission approval. That way, neighbors have a chance to weigh in with things like parking and noise concerns in every case. 28-year-old Katie Riley was the lone member opposed. She says she sees a lot of community support for ADUs, and as a young person in Sitka, affordable housing is a major concern.
So that to me just doesn't seem like the right direction if we are trying to encourage creative solutions, making the process harder for people to pursue those solutions.
Wilbur, who's building the cottage in her parents' yard, says she wasn't deterred by the process. She had support from friends and family and the time to put in her own labor. But she knows that isn't the case for everyone. She sees ADUs as just one piece of Sitka's affordable housing solution.
It is a powerful tool as part of what would need to be like a multi-part plan.
When she'll finish her cottage or whether she'll move in permanently is yet to be determined. But she says it's nice to have options and to learn a new skill along the way. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Erin McKinstry.